producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You do. Friday it is. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for November 20th. I'm here with Ken Kessler. Jennifer Horn, who's normally here, had a late night event. And for those of you who don't understand how we put all this together, as we get started in this hour of the program, it's 6 o'clock East Coast time, 3 o'clock West Coast time, which is when Jennifer gets started and works with me. And then she works in her company, her family business through the day. And in the end of the day, she hosts a local Los Angeles radio program, which had a special event last night in L.A. So that's where she is. So that's where she was. So it's time to turn out the lights and shut off the doggone radio.
Yep.
Speaking of shutting things off, how about we turn on to the people who are listening in Champaign, Illinois? I have some very good friends who live in Champaign. The radio station that's new this week is WWHPFM. For those of you who are listening to this program and trying to figure out what's what and who's who, hopefully you had a good week of figuring it out. If you would like to win a swell prize and talk to us about you and Champaign and what's going on in that part of Illinois, some great college activity there. As I said, I got a great. I haven't been in Champaign for, I think, I went to this couple's wedding anniversary. I think it was 3 or 4 years ago. That was the last time I was in Champaign. What's cooking? What's new there? Help the rest of the world understand what's going on in your town. 888-302-3684. If you have a moment, you'd like to check in. 888-302-DOUG for listeners in Champaign, Illinois. One of the things that you'll find listening, whether you're there or wherever you may be, is that Friday, the tradition is for us to list the top 10 talk topics of the week and go through them with you. Well, all these we've talked about through the course of the week for sure. Which one here? We tell you that number one, the Syrian situation with the refugees, that seems to be the one that's gotten the most buzz on news talk stations around the country, according to our research. But we're not trying to convince you that's the most important thing to you. You're the one who knows which of these is most important. So if you have a thought or a choice, tell us by voting at DougSteffen.com or send me an email or Kenny an email. It's Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. Tell us what you think was most important for you. What is going on in the world that affects your life more than anything else? Sometimes there are none of these things that really we ought to have an other and maybe a fill in the blank, Kenny, for those who want to express themselves as to, okay, I understand these things are important, but they're not the most important thing to me. For example,
we sort of have that on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
You can make a comment. So
all right.
If there's something that you'd like to add,
Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So what do you have for comments there that are deviating from the list, the substance of the list?
Well, it's not deviating yet, but something else that you can do on Facebook that you can't on the poll because of the mechanics of it is that maybe there's more than one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Christina says the first three items on the list are what's most important to her. She's the first one who has commented on that.
Mm-hmm.
So the refugees and the aftermath of the attacks and ISIS in general, those three are most important.
See, I often ask, as you know, why these things are important to you. How do they, for me, judging which is important to me, it is why or how are these affecting our lives? How does any of this on this list affect me in my life? I may have an opinion about Jared Fogle. Names in the news, for example. You know that Fogle was cited by the judge as being a pervert. And as a matter of fact, I think the quote was, He's citing or sentencing him because of his perversion and lawlessness. And the penalty is 15 and a half years, I think. I've heard a lot of quick conversation about this on several different programs suggesting that people think he ought to have been put away for the rest of his life. He's a fairly young guy in his 30s, so he gets out in 15 years and he can go back. He can move to another country and do the same thing that he's been doing. Very hard as I understand it, from the psychological point of view, once you go down this street, it's pretty hard to burn it out of your mind unless you have a lobotomy or a sexual orientation change operation or something like that. It's kind of perverse. Some of you think that there are other things. This is all about agreement and our opinions about things. You know, there's somebody who's come out with, and I was loath to discuss it when I first saw it. I think it was yesterday. You may have heard me talking off the air, Kenny, about this person who's done research. There's a book floating around, and somebody asked me if I'd like to interview the author, and I said, no, I don't. And maybe I should, because it's a different point of view. But those who would say, in my experience, my mind tells me that if you are of a particular sexual orientation, you're probably not going to get talked out of it. You're not going to get weaned off of it. You're not going to get learned out of it, if you will. This book presents a story and a case of some sort of, I think actually, some supplement that this person found that will change your sexual orientation. So if you're gay and you take this supplement, you will not be gay anymore. So, okay. Good luck on that one. Anyway, 888-302-3684. All right, so from Jared Fogel, his name is certainly a prominent name. There are other people who are in the news. I find it interesting when we look, try to pronounce some of these Middle Eastern names, people who have been in the news, but that seems to dominate. You know, again, back to what you think is the most important, the worry that people have about traveling at Thanksgiving. Should I go to New York? Because that's been targeted supposedly in the videos. Go to Washington, that's been targeted in the videos. And some people say, well, they're not going to do that. They're going to target middle America. They're going to go to average. For those of you listening in Champaign, for example, that's a mid-size, 25,000-30,000 people, depending on whether college is in session or not. But I think that's about the size of Champaign-Urbana. So do you think what happens if ISIS comes in, or if that gets into your mindset? You know, we could spend our lives worrying about almost anything and everything. You could, and you'd ruin your life. And that's what they want you to do. They want to ruin our lives, our way of life, how we live, love, laugh. That's what they want to do. And with some, they're successful, because there are people who will cancel their plans to travel this coming week, because they don't want to go to Washington or New York, because that could be the site of the next attack. Could be, coulda, woulda, shoulda. You know what? You got to live your life. You got to keep moving. You got to do what you want to do. What's the old? What's that song from? It was the Fifth Dimension. You got to go where you want to go. Do what you want to do. If you remember that song, Kenny? Yeah,
vaguely. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you mean, vaguely? What the?
Go where you want to go. That was the Mamas and the Papas.
Was it Mama and Papa? Why did I think it was Fifth Dimension? Speaking of that, last night, Meredith and I went to, with a couple of friends, went to the Ronnie Spector concert. And it was quite good. She's 72 years old and still can, she's got a voice. You can bang them out. And so you move to the songs that are your favorite. The biggest disappointment is she didn't sing all of the Christmas songs that the Ronettes were good at. But she told some good stories about some of the things that went on. And so maybe later in the day we'll have a Ronnie Spector concert. But Meredith, who's a little bit younger than I am, when I said, do you recognize all these songs? And she said, no. Oh. First, we'd been to the Beach Boys concert this past summer, and you recognized all of the songs. But there's a sort of a different era. The Ronettes, I think, at first appealed to a different sort. Do you think that's true or not? Like the Beach Boys. Not to me, probably. In my case. I loved them both, but some people paid not much attention to the sound that they originally, they called themselves the Sound from Spanish Harlem. And you know, the Beach Boys were all American, kind of, a little bit different. Anyway, so.
And speaking of the Christmas stuff that Ronnie did, and with and without the Ronettes, she does an amazing Christmas concert in December. She's probably saving all that for
May be. Yeah, she does. I saw it once, I don't know, a number of years ago. Hadn't seen her since then. But this was basically the hits. and the near misses, if you will. This is the kind of stuff that I find very entertaining because it gets your mind off of all of the stuff like this crazy business going on in the Middle East and some of the crazy political stuff going on in our country. Some of that we'll focus on in a moment because Mrs. Clinton apparently has a way to fix all of our problems in the Middle East. Stand by for that next 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Don't miss Kohl's Friends and Family Sale this Friday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off with your Friends and Family Savings Pass. That's on top of already great savings, like 30 to 50% off cookware. Pick up a Basic Essentials roaster or a Food Network carving set, just $9.99 each. And take 20 to 50% off kitchen electric this weekend at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget. Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yeah, he's them.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day. Plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Okay, it's 18 after. Doug Steffens, good day for Friday. Kenny and I are taking a look, or if you will, this is radio, so I guess take a listen, to some of the things that are coming out of candidates' mouths. It's important, I guess, for us to keep up. I say that, and I sort of know. Why is it important for us to keep up with this stuff? Hillary Clinton is focused on the extremists in the Middle East. And that's probably a good thing for a politician to be focused on. Will they produce chemical weapons? How do we wipe them out? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here are what she says are her differences between her thinking and what's going on with the present administration.
ISIS is demonstrating new ambition, reach, and capabilities. We have to break the group's momentum, and then it's back. Our goal is not to deter or contain ISIS, but to defeat and destroy ISIS.
Do we hear any passion in that? I don't hear any passion
in
that.
No, she's reading it off a card.
Right, yeah. So, under the circumstances, what's the point? You got another quick clip from her, Kara? I think you do, right? All right, go ahead. This is Turkey in the focus.
So far, however, Turkey has been more focused on the Kurds than on countering ISIS. And to be fair, Turkey has a long and painful history with Kurdish terrorist groups. But the threat from ISIS cannot wait. As difficult as it may be, we need to get Turkey to stop bombing Kurdish fighters in Syria who are battling ISIS and become a full partner in our coalition efforts against ISIS.
I think she was on a Fox program, if I'm not mistaken, when she made those comments. But she didn't seem to have much passion involved. It didn't feel like it meant anything to her or to the people listening. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Somebody sent me a note yesterday, Kenny, saying that it sounds like I'm a pitchman for Adele. I find her intriguing, and I find her singing is stimulating. The lyric line, for example, this song, When We Were Young, is just out this week, and her album is being released today. Some of the insiders in the record industry say that this album called 25 will sell 1.5 million units between now and Thanksgiving, therefore becoming the top-selling release of the entire year. Good time for it to be released. She's smart. People around her are smart. What better time of year to release something new that is going to be good, that people can be excited about, than just before Christmas, right?
Yeah, no kidding.
So how many of you will buy this to give to a friend of yours for Christmas? Adele's new album, Soaring, already in pre-sales. All right, let's move to other entertainment information, or just experiences. Late Night Show Monologues, Conan O'Brien, joking about Donald Trump's, this is sort of an ISIM comment, I think.
At a campaign rally, Donald Trump said he would, quote, bomb the out of ISIS. It's all part of his new campaign slogan, Donald Trump, the drunk guy next to you at the sports bar.
Not funny. Okay. Next, Stephen Colbert joking about the congressional role on the congressional vote on Syrian refugees.
This afternoon, Congress passed a new bill that will require the nation's top security officials to personally certify that each refugee admitted from Iraq or Syria is not a threat. It's called the American Security Against Foreign Enemies Act, or ASAFEA. Because under the law, no one with a name like that will be allowed in the country. Besides, Donald Trump isn't even sure they'd want to live here.
A friend of mine lives in Minnesota, and he calls me and says, can you imagine, it's 130 degrees in Syria, and now they want to send some up to Minnesota where it's 30 degrees. But these people are going to be very, very unhappy.
Yeah, it's a tough call for the refugees. I mean, do I want to stay in a war zone where my family faces almost certain death, or do I want to go somewhere where I have to put on a jacket before I go to the mall?
A little bit there, but it's pretty typical of where he comes from. Seth Meyers now joking about Trump again.
A new poll released today shows Donald Trump is leading the Republicans' field with 24%. This is crazy. I mean, how far are we going to let this go? It's almost Thanksgiving. Trump is still leading. Next thing you know, he's winning Iowa. Then he takes New Hampshire. Then he somehow actually becomes the Republican nominee. And before you know it, Hillary Clinton is president.
Really? All right, so there, from the late night portion of our concern or consideration, now daytime shows. Here's Wendy Williams with a few excerpts from her program. You all know what I think about her. I enjoy her answers to audience members' questions. This one is about whether these two people ought to follow, this woman wants to know that she should follow her boyfriend to a job overseas.
My boyfriend and I were together for 3 years. We're ex now. We've been broken up for about a year. But he just got a job opportunity in Germany, and I wanted to know if I should go with him because he asked me to go. We still really care for each other, so should I move there with him? I don't have any kids. I work from home.
All right, here's the deal. That does factor. Okay. No kids, and you work from home. So, yeah. So you can work from Germany?
Yeah.
If I were you, I would not give up my apartment here, though.
Okay.
You understand?
Okay. Yeah.
And just in case things don't work out.
Here's a question or an answer to a question about a friend who cheats from Wendy.
I have a friend that's currently cheating on her husband with her coworker. Sometimes they come to my house to cheat. I'm there sometimes and sometimes I'm not.
What, does she have a key?
No.
Who lets her in?
The doorman. I don't want to seem like I'm judging, but I don't want to be a part of this anymore.
Are you married? Do you have kids? Do you live by yourself?
I live by myself.
Okay. First of all, I would tell her straightforward, like, you know, what you do is your business, but don't drag me into it. I can't be a part of this. You know?
Yeah.
How long has this cheatation been going down?
A few years.
You've been putting up with this for a few years?
Yes.
You're a good friend.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
This report is brought to you by AARP Credit Cards from Chase. Millions of Americans 50-plus don't know where their next meal will come from. Co-host of ABC's The Chew, Carla Hall, is working with AARP Credit Cards from Chase to help find solutions to this growing problem.
Some of my favorite holiday memories are made in the kitchen, but the holidays are about more than feeding your body. They're a time to feed your soul by helping those in need. While dining out, consider ordering a few extra sides and bringing a meal to a family in need. With every restaurant purchase made using the AARP credit card, Chase will donate 10 cents to AARP Foundation's Drive to End Hunger, a cause that provides much-needed assistance to the more than 10 million Americans aged 50-plus dealing with food insecurity.
Chase teamed up with Carla Hall to help raise awareness that hunger is a basic health issue. This year, Chase will donate up to $1 million to Drive to End Hunger. For more information, visit aarpcreditcard.com/drive-to-end-hunger.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Generated by the people connected to the Doug Steffen Good Day program in one way or another. Kenny Kessler here with me. Friday morning, things that are going on in the world. We could herald this portion of the program. We could call it government news. How's that, Kenny? Government news. Your government at work. The explanation as to why homelessness is dropping in the United States of America. The federal government credits the decrease from last year, number of homelessness, this is mostly a mental health issue, right? Most of the people that are on the streets, Jennifer, if she were here, would tell you about this homeless lady who visited her, wasn't it a week ago today? When just walked into her porch and knocked on the door and wouldn't go away, as she claimed the house was hers. Well, mentally unstable, alcoholism, all the things that cause this instability, drug use, whatever it is. So the government says, that's a bigger problem now because of government rental subsidies. Really? How does a government rental subsidy help someone who's a crazed lunatic? And you could say, well, not all the people who are homeless are crazed lunatics. That is true. Some people are on the street because they want to be on the street because it's an easier way to cope with or live life for them. That's the way they see it. Okay, so there's one. There are also people who are on the street that were turned away, some of them years and years ago, from mental institutions. We used to call them I don't know that we call them, but, you know, back 100 years ago, they were called lunatic asylums. So that's not politically correct, and they weren't all lunatics. Some people just are, they're just unbalanced. And some of it's natural. Some of it comes from drug or alcohol abuse. Who knows? Sometimes things happen to people because of the shock of an event. some people just can't cope with, let's say, the death of a partner or something significant that happens in your life. And there are all kinds of reasons for people being homeless. But the government says, so do we agree with that? How many people think that's the reason, if you believe the numbers to begin with? I'm always sort of suspect, skeptical of the numbers that come, especially, excuse me, it seems to be an election in the offing, right? So
yeah.
You figure that between now and next November, most of the figures that come out from the government will be pretty rosy if they want to keep the status quo. And believe it or not, trust your instincts. Whether they're Republicans or Democrats, most of them are going to try to protect each other in many circumstances because they want the status quo, which is not what you want under the circumstances. Here's another example from the government news yesterday. The president says, I'm going to veto stricter refugee ruling. If the House decides to curb Syrian refugee movement in our country, I will veto it. Well, Mr. President, nah, 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 nah. Because the House voted with enough of a majority to keep you. You can veto it if you want to, but they got enough votes to override it. 289 to 137, which means a good number of Democrats are on board to make the visitation by those who would come here to live for a while. We'll help them out. But the hurdles are very high to come into this country. And by the way, it's a long ride. If you want to, I would think it would be much easier to go to Europe's area. Well, my presentation this week, my suggestion, my idea was for the Middle Eastern leadership to get together, carve out like the UN did for the state of Israel. So let's carve out in Libya, in Lebanon, in Syria, Jordan, somewhere around in there. Let's carve out a couple of 100,000 acres and have the refugees set up some sort of community and have the refugees go live in that community until things are straightened out in Syria and in Iraq. Does that make sense? You got any comments on that, by the way, Kenny? My suggestion?
We don't yet, but it will be interesting to see what happens, because when the president vetoes this and then it goes back and they have to vote again to override it, there are a lot of evangelical groups that support what the president wants to do of allowing these refugees to come in. So there may be a lot of conservatives that change their vote.
What's the what is the reason for that? The evangelicals, you would have thought, would be very interested in keeping things, or at least the conservative Christians would not want to have the refugees come here. So what's changed their mind?
Because of the Bible, there are passage after passage and book after book about taking care of refugees. When they come and they need your help, you let them in.
I mean,
Jesus was a refugee.
Yeah. He was.
Well, that's on the Statue of Liberty. So a lot of people are saying that this is anti-Christian and un-American to block the refugees.
Included in that group is the American Civil Liberties Union, which condemned the passage of the American Security Against Foreign Enemies Act, calling supporters of the legislation un-American and discriminatory. And they focused in on Speaker Ryan, new Speaker of the House, said this is a bill that supporters claim will put a pause in U.S. resettlement of refugees. But apparently that's not what the fine print says. At least that's what the ACLU says. So who's buying this? I don't know whether I think this discriminates against refugees or not. I know that I want to be very careful. From my perspective, I would want to be very careful on who we let in. Isn't part of this bill, Kenny, a requirement that the people at the top level have to okay anybody who comes into our country? The Homeland Security people, the list goes right to the top. And so
I'm not sure, but most of these refugees are women and children.
Mm-hmm.
So this is completely just a fear-mongering kind of bill.
Of course it is. I mean, it's all fear-mongering. This stuff is all about fear. But I also think the other side of it is, from the common sense point of view, especially given what's happened in Europe and what people think about, why not give people cause to think this is something good rather than something bad. I don't know how to quite present that, because what happens is we have stories that are floating around. As a matter of fact, I saw one late yesterday. The immigration problem and the people that are coming into our country from way south of the border, there apparently has been some 100 that were found Syrians who had false Greek passports that had somehow gotten into Guatemala, and they were working their way through Mexico with an intention apparently to come across the border as porous as it is between Mexico and the United States. So that was something that came out yesterday. Whether that was an argument for the passage of this bill, I'm not sure, but it's certainly
well,
is
that,
something.
That wouldn't have factored in because those people weren't coming in as refugees. They were just trying to sneak in.
Sneak in, right.
And that'll happen.
But you know that Americans don't necessarily refine all of their thinking about this stuff. Anybody right. who comes in, you know, there are some people who just don't want anybody to come in. And
yeah, I saw Chris Christie yesterday on CNN talking to Jake Tapper, and it was really bad for him because he was saying how all these attackers in Paris were refugees and that's why we don't want them. And Tapper said, well, they weren't. They were European nationals. And Christie was like, how can you say that? And he said, well, the French authorities that found the bodies of, you know, that caught all these attackers, identified
right.
them,
mm-hmm.
and they were all French, Belgian, and European nationals.
Well, it comes out of the same playbook sort of as the debate last week when Trump said something about the Chinese and the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and then Rand yeah. Paul pointed out that, they weren't a part of the...
Yeah, exactly.
That kind of stuff happens. All right, and the final item of interest here before we have a conversation with my pal, Larry Geller. The United States of America is retiring the research chimpanzees. Dr. Francis Collins, who's director of the National Institutes of Health, probably never seen a chimp in his life, said, quote, it's time to say we've reached the point in the U.S. where invasive research on chimpanzees is no longer something that makes sense. The reason this is something that is literally close to home with me is because, as you know, I'm a farmer in Framingham, Massachusetts, in addition to being a broadcaster, and about a mile down the street from my farm is another farm, about the same size, that belongs to Harvard University. And on that campus is most of the dramatic research taking place now and over the last 34, 35 years. Most of the research done on chimpanzees in our country has been done on that facility. And there are protests there every weekend, to the point where they had to put a guard shack up on the entryway to this farm in the middle of nowhere to keep the protesters out because of what was going on, the dissecting brains of live chimpanzees and chopping their arms off to see, I mean, that kind of stuff going on. In the name of research. So I'm sure Collins has never been there, but I've been there, and I'll tell you something, whatever happens to curb that sort of activity is A-okay with me. 43 and change after the hour, Uri Geller, professor of life sciences, up next here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This is Jane Applegate with another small business tip. Focus more on your business and job out tasks like finding a store to pack and ship for you, or even hiring someone to pick up your laundry. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back and rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back and rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See Staples.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Hold on, Ray. Now, 46 after the hour on the Friday Doug Steffen Good Day program, we're joined by my friend Uri Geller, who happens to be in Amsterdam. No, you're in Belgium. Where are you? Here.
No, I'm in Amsterdam. I'm on a stage in a huge studio, around 2,000 viewers, but it's empty now because we're doing rehearsals for my new television format called Mind Masters Live. So there are lots of amazing mentalists and performers who are showing us their talents. It's going to be live on tonight at about 8 o'clock, Dutch time.
Right.
And it's exciting because it's live, so I'm nervous. The performers are nervous because anything can go wrong. And that's where I am. She's right now emailing you a picture.
Should be the brother-in-law. Yeah, that'll be good. We'll post that on Facebook. So what's the reason? You've had a lot of shows internationally successful. There was one two or three years ago that was on in this country looking for the next Uri Geller, in a sense. So what's the format here? What's going to happen in this show that you're starting there and probably will move around the world as well?
Yes, the difference between my old TV series called The New Uri Geller is here I chose two mentalists, myself and another man from Italy called Walter Rolfo. He's next to me. He's being plugged in. His ears are being pierced with microphones. And both of us have eight mentalists under our wing, so we don't have to perform. All we have to do is watch them. We train them for 6 months, and we're battling it out. It's either Walter the Wolf wins or I win. It's the mentalists that have to show their powers. The people at home decide, and there are 10 celebrities in the studio that also give verdicts. So, in a nutshell, that's the show.
All right, so what do people get out of watching something like this? Why will this be popular?
That's a brilliant question, because people anywhere, everywhere around the world are always interested in mysticism, in the paranormal, in the powers of the mind. They're interested in wonderful, unexplainable phenomena. And these guys are displaying those traits. They are talented. They are skilled. Many of them are charming. They are charismatic. They have amazing personalities. And sometimes their charisma overpowers their talents, and people love them at home. And this is what makes these type of shows so exciting.
So under the circumstances you have, why is it limited to 10 shows? What's going to happen that will curb the enthusiasm at the end?
Well, this is the life of the series, 10 shows. When the ratings will prove themselves, everything in television land and radio land is about rating.
Yeah, right.
If your rating is high, you're in. If your ratings are low, you're out.
Right.
So we are hoping that the ratings will be very high.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, we will take the show, we'll take the format to Cannes, to the television festival, and the whole world will start buying the show. So financially, it's a great opportunity to make a lot of money, but I'm not looking at the money side because I'm not motivated by money. But the success of the show shows creativity. And I have right next to me the producer and the director, and you want to say this is American radio?
Yeah.
You're heard by millions. Say hi to Doug.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. How's Uri doing? How's this thing shaping up?
Well, Uri's doing great. We're just in the middle of the rehearsal, and the acts are great, and everything is good.
So who put this idea together? Where did the idea come from to do something like this?
The idea is from a friend of mine, Jasper van der Schalie. He's a producer, and me. My name is Pascal. And we are both here with Uri, seeing what we created. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I think that people are intrigued all around the world. It doesn't make any difference what your nationality is. How much of what's going on in Europe will affect the program itself? As many people are focused on Europe, how do the daily events in Europe affect what's the sum and substance of this program?
Well, the effect is that we have, of course, some extra security on the show, and but it also the effect is also that everyone is willing to work and do it and be positive. It's family entertainment, so we want to join, entertain the people.
Well, that's Uri's. That's his byline. That's his headline. Family entertainment. All right, nice to meet you, sir. Good luck with it, and good luck with Uri. You can go to Uri's.
You want to have Uri back?
No, I'm gonna. I haven't run out of time. Just tell him I love him, and I'll talk to him later. UriGeller.com. UriGeller. You say, well, what's in it for me? Go look at the things that he's done to help people. A lot of even the television shows like this are very helpful for lots of people in a lot of different ways. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Tech Talk time. Today we feature the thoughts of Kim Gerritsen. We will talk with him. He's a tech expert. His company's called Realizing Innovation. We all know how technology helps us innovate, or at least we... I think we hope that that's the case. Anyway, sometimes we swear at it, sometimes we swear by it, et cetera, et cetera. The hottest gadget for holiday gifts may be hoverboards. We'll talk about them and how they relate to the world of technology in just a moment here on Good Day.
Two little tablets is all it takes to get thicker, fuller, longer hair. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically proven, loved by celebrities, and recommended by doctors. And right now, a 90-day supply of Viviscal is being offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-961-9760. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. It makes thin hair full, full hair beautiful, and promotes the growth of thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, 94% of women who tried it saw more volume. Listen to this.
It's vibrant, shiny, bouncy, everything you want your hair to be. I love Viviscal because it works. It completely works.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls can try it risk-free for 90 days, plus free shipping. Get fuller, thicker, longer hair guaranteed. Call now. 800-961-9760. 800-961-9760. That's 800-961-9760.
Kim Gerritsen with us here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program from Realizing Innovation. What do you make, Kim, of Facebook's announcement that they're going to introduce a way to ease the heartache of breaking up. They're adding a feature that will allow folks who are breaking up to avoid their the posts from ex-lovers, pictures that may be in their news feed to keep them off of Facebook. Is that kind of a nice, thoughtful thing in a manner of speaking, isn't it?
I think it is, and it, you know, maybe saves some embarrassment for your circle of friends. It helps you cut the cord because we all know our social graph, all the complexities and connections of everybody we're involved with, and you would think that a couple has a lot of mutual friends and then individual friends on either side, and this helps you make a clean break across all those people.
All right, so that's the new item from Facebook this week. And meanwhile, there are a lot of people talking about hoverboards and whether or not they ought to be purchased, whether it would make a good gift for Christmas. I can't imagine myself using one, but listen, it's because I haven't been on one. Have you ever been on one?
I have, and they're really, I think, dangerous. In fact, New York City just banned them because you have to have really great balance. Yeah. You step on it. If you step on it with one foot only, kind of cautiously, it starts spinning you around. So, but it's still, they're selling like hotcakes.
Yeah.
They start at $400. For $50, you can add a Bluetooth speaker to them. I mean, they look really fun, but I think they're for, you know, young people in their teens and 20s who still have good balance.
So they're not safe, but they are legal.
They are legal.
Yeah.
At least, New York City just banned them, so we'll see what happens to other cities. New York City banned them for use on the sidewalk because they could see people crashing.
Yeah, they hurt people coming the other direction or
wherever
you're around. Speaking of things that are going to be hot this holiday season, IBM has launched mobile application Watson Trend to give consumers and retailers insight on the most in-demand products and why they will likely sell out. Apparently, shopping data comes from 10,000 different websites. Is this just about what's on the web, or is this what's in the stores, too? Or is now there a blur between those two elements?
I think that they don't have, that Watson, while Watson is smart, if you've seen the TV commercials, I don't think Watson has data on the inventory in stores. I think this app is using all the buzz and would look for comments like, darn, I just went into Best Buy and they're all sold out, and would roll all those comments up to say, many Best Buy stores are reporting that they're out, so all Best Buy stores are going to probably be out in days or something like that.
Yeah, so a warning, you don't waste your time going there looking for something that's not there.
That's right.
What's the status, quickly, in a few seconds, of the Internet of Things? Every once in a while, it crops up. I saw something that suggested once it gets going, it'll be worth $11 trillion in business. Does anybody understand what it is?
Yeah, I'm most interested in home automation, where your house learns your behaviors and turns on lights and adjusts the heat individually, room by room, connects you to information about what to do next for life at home.
Wow. The Internet of Things expanding.
Don't take a cold or flu lying down. Stand up and fight back with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is a natural immune system booster that is highly effective against viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Supernatural Silver is perfect for daily use and can be taken orally or used topically to keep you protected from whatever comes your way. This new technology is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver and is supported by extensive research from over 300 clinical studies at universities and independent research facilities across the country. Supernatural Silver has an exceptionally long storage life and should be an essential part of your emergency preparedness. Don't be caught off guard. Give your body the support it needs to fight off deadly pathogens that are lurking everywhere. Stock up on Supernatural Silver and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2015 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.